Anastasia Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month, and you may see a list of the guests from last year, last week, this week, next week, together with the links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, please email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is attempting to raise at least $100,000 in 6 months in order to upgrade computer equipment for staff, producers, and engineers, in order to make certain that equipment is good for the professional quality of the broadcast, to also continue broadcasting on KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas, and to expand into other markets. RBN also needs to hire new staff as well as solidify the stability of current employees. They also need to replace office supplies for that newly hired staff. Finally, they would like to expand their office space in order to properly accommodate the staff and the equipment. Now, you can support RBN in several ways. You can purchase individual broadcasts that you can play on CD players and MP3 format, and you can distribute those broadcasts to anyone you wish. You may subscribe to the archives by going to republicbroadcasting.org, and you may buy and distribute RBN business cards and bumper stickers. So please consider some kind of support, whether it's a financial contribution or through your purchases. Today, my guest is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is nazigassings.com. Welcome to the program, Fritz.
Hello, Deanna. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you're joining me today. I attempted to get someone to join with you to have a little friendly debate, but excuse me, but I got a letter or an email rejecting my very nice invitation. I sent this email on December 30th to the Illinois Holocaust Museum. Actually, it's the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center, because they do want to make sure that they educate people properly. And they immediately sent back a reply thanking me, but they were not able to get Magda Brown to come onto the program. And they referred to her as an incredible individual and survivor. And at the end, they said, Holocaust deniers want to debate the very existence of the Holocaust as a historical event. They want, above all, to be seen as legitimate scholars arguing a historical point. They crave attention, a public platform to air what they refer to as the other side of the issue. Because legitimate scholars do not doubt that the Holocaust happened, such assertions play no role in historical debates. Although deniers insist that the idea of the Holocaust as a myth is a reasonable topic of debate, it is clear, in light of the overwhelming weight of evidence that the Holocaust happened, that the debate the deniers proffer is more about anti-Semitism and hate politics than it is about history. And she closes, I hope this gives you some guidance. All righty, we'll be back with Fritz Berg after a word from our sponsors.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. And I really appreciate your website and all of the garbage that you have to take by having all of the things that you have on that website up in public. I think it's very courageous of you, and I for one very much appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your show. You're doing a great job, and if we ever get out from under this terrible hoax, it'll be in large part because of you and your courage. So I wish you well with your fundraising for the network, and I encourage everyone who has some money to help you. So I wish you well, and I thank you again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's I think that you're probably the only person that I know of currently that is really actively attempting to get some of these so-called survivors to debate you. And it would be a very scholarly debate, because the things that you have on your website are very well researched, and not only that, they're very well, they're scientific. I mean, it's pure science. And most of the survivors rely completely on witness testimony, which is basically not very valid.
Well, we have, in recent years, the emergence of a vast body of evidence about the so-called Holocaust, and it's a very important body of evidence. When Steven Spielberg finished this terrible movie, Schindler's List, he started a program to record the testimonies of self-styled Holocaust survivors. Initially, it looked like he might only have a few hundred people to interview, and rapidly, the numbers of interviews rose to the thousands and tens of thousands, and for all I know, he may have about 100,000 video interviews of the accounts of Holocaust survivors at this point. I really don't know, but the number really is enormous. And contrary to what one might think, that end evidence is actually very, very useful. The Magda Brown story, which led to this challenge to debate, is very interesting also. There are about three or maybe four YouTube videos of her story of survival. Anyone can find them rather easily by going to YouTube. When I saw those YouTube videos, it was obvious to me that she was lying in part, but some of her story was true. And the trick is to try to separate the outright lies from the truth. The truth is she's alive today, and she goes to public schools and brainwashes children as best she can, which is not that hard. But she is what I call a kind of professional Holocaust survivor. She's also a scurrilous liar, but some of what she has told is true. The most obvious thing that is true about her story is that she's still alive today. She was not killed in a gas chamber. She was not shot. She was not executed by the Nazis in some fiendish operation. She was not marched to death. And she is not alone. In fact, when you look at her story and listen to her story, which is rather typical, she was actually kept alive and treated very well by the Germans, by the Nazis, and by the SS. According to her own story, she was brought to Auschwitz in, I think it's June of 1944. I could be wrong about the month, but basically that is when she, or more or less when she arrived. And it was very unpleasant. But 2 months later, in August of 1944, she volunteered to be selected for work in Germany. And she was selected. And she worked for the rest of the war, essentially, in a German munition factory near Buchenwald. Now, she says nothing about how terrible that experience was, because I don't think it was terrible at all. I'm sure she was fed every day, given shelter and clean clothing and protected from the elements, from cold and heat and whatnot. She was treated very well, and I dare say she was also paid for her work. She denies that she was paid anything, but I think in that respect she's lying. But I'm quite sure she was paid. And then at the very end of the war, in the last few days of the war, she ran away from the camp or the factory and met some Americans and was supposedly liberated. The fact is the Nazis kept her alive. She has nothing to complain about except for the fact that she wasn't as free as a bird in peacetime. Everybody in occupied Europe and in other countries had to do something for the war effort of their particular countries. Now, Magda Brown is only one example of many thousands of examples. Their stories actually undermine the Holocaust story in a very compelling way. These people definitely were not gassed to death. They were fed, they were well treated, otherwise they wouldn't be alive 65 years later. Now, I've issued a small challenge to debate any and all self-described Holocaust survivors, and it's on my website for everyone to read. And quite frankly, I don't expect any Holocaust survivor to debate me. They are afraid because they know their story is full of holes, and they will not do very well. They may sue me at some point, which is fine. And in a lawsuit, I or my attorney will be able to put certain questions to them. And among the questions, I have what I called 10 trick questions, and I'll read some of them here. I don't want to be too lengthy about this, but...
Oh, we like detail. I think this is good. I'd like to hear all of them.
The basic question is this. If the Nazis had really been trying to kill you, how did you possibly survive? And that's not a frivolous question. It's a serious question. If the Nazis had really been trying to exterminate all the Jews of Europe, why didn't they exterminate you, Miss Brown, or Helen Handler, or any number of other Holocaust survivors? And the questions are as follows, and they're all on my website for everyone to look at for themselves. When did you enter a concentration camp or labor camp, and when did you leave? 2, how old were you when you entered? 3, what job skills did you have, if any? 4, what did you actually do throughout your incarceration in such camps? Were you fed, and how often? Were you given shelter? Were you given clean clothing, and how often? Were you ever too ill to work, and were you given medical care? For how long were you ever unable to work? And the final question is, why do you believe the Germans had ever wanted to kill you? Now, these are just 10 trick questions. The trick about these questions is to actually put these questions to these so-called Holocaust survivors. Very few people will ever raise the questions. Certainly the school children in some little public school are not likely to put any of these tough questions to the teachers. We are so brainwashed with this Holocaust propaganda that when we are confronted by a so-called Holocaust survivor, it's like looking at someone who came back from the dead. Those people are very, very rare indeed. Holocaust survivors have been treated like saints, and they are nothing of the sort. They are rip-off artists, con artists. They're a kind of zombie-like creature who has survived under most impossible, outrageous circumstances. In fact, they were kept alive by the Germans. Otherwise, they definitely would not have survived. So this whole business of Holocaust survival or Holocaust survivors is a fantastic opportunity for us because we have their stories through the YouTube, through the efforts of Steven Spielberg and others. The trick is to actually put the questions to these creatures. I'm not sympathetic to these people. You know, surviving something terrible like World War II is quite an achievement in many situations, but to make a business out of it and to use it the way the Jews have used this propaganda or this hoax is inexcusable. If we continue to be taken in by this nonsense, and that's all it is at best, we are going to get into much more trouble as a nation, and we're headed in that direction already. We are on the verge of launching a war against Iran in order, according to the words of Hillary Clinton, to prevent another Holocaust from happening. Okay, everybody supposedly already believes in the Holocaust. Now we have to fight a war to prevent it from happening again. Well, if these survivors had never survived, then we would have far less of a problem. The fact is these people did survive because they were kept alive by the Germans, and they're using their good health 60 years after the war to make even more propaganda, to continue to spread these horrible, horrible lies. Now,
I certainly agree with everything that you have said.
Okay.
We do have to take a 3-minute break, and we will be right back with our guest today, Friedrich Paul Berg. Stay tuned.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die. But people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75%. And qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We are back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. That's B-E-R-G. His website is NaziGassings.com. And you were talking about this Holocaust survival movement, this operation, the psychological operation, as a business that generates a lot of profit. And that is basically, that is one of the reasons for it. But there, of course, are other reasons. And it's interesting that there are a few people who will oppose this story. I mean, we know that that Bishop Richard Williamson denied the Holocaust figure and the fraud of the gas chambers and the 6 million figure. And look what happened to him. I mean, he had some pretty negative repercussions. And even when I was at this meeting where Magda Brown spoke, there was an Arab gentleman there. It was a group of about 130 people, and he raised his hand to actually challenge her story. And just about, I would say, 99% of the people that were in that room got mad at him. And so people are very, very indoctrinated. And yet, I think that when people even think, even contemplate challenging the story, that given what happens, the consequences to other people, I think that they resist doing that.
Right. Well, that's the power of brainwashing. You get people to go into these knee-jerk reactions when anybody merely questions these people critically or seriously. That's what they've worked to achieve ever since, even before World War II. and they've been very successful. They have Hollywood totally at their disposal. They have the current German government, which is a treacherous, treasonous government, as far as I'm concerned, helping them in every way to crush people in Germany who merely question the Holocaust. That's the reason why I'm not able to return to Germany or Austria. I would prefer to live there if I could, but I can't. If I may make a little bit of a change, I'd like to talk about the issue of starvation and the so-called death marches, which relate to these Holocaust survivor accounts.
Absolutely. Of course, everybody in Germany was starving.
Yes, absolutely. And at our last discussion, I don't know when it was, 2 months ago, I'm afraid I neglected to respond effectively to some questions about death by starvation in the concentration camps. One had the impression from listening to those people that they believed the German strategy was somehow to starve the Jews to death. Nothing could have been further from the truth. It was American and British policy to try to starve Germany from the very beginning of the war. That was what the British tried to do the moment they declared war on Germany. They imposed a blockade on Germany to cut off all shipments of food and any other raw materials or any other materials at all to Germany. And the consequence of that ultimately was mass starvation in Germany. There was also a policy to cut off the water supply. The British still today brag about their bombing of the dams in Germany and which caused the tremendous havoc and deaths that occurred afterwards. These were all attempts to terrorize and to torture ordinary civilians. By the end of the war, they had done a really good job. Unfortunately for them, some of the people who were victims of this were Jews and other prisoners in concentration camps, and the result was very inconvenient. They weren't prepared to admit that the horrible scenes at Bergen-Belsen were largely their own doing, so they blamed the Germans instead. One of the other themes that comes up again and again are these so-called death marches. One has the impression from these stories that the Germans, for some reason or other, decided to kill off the Jews by marching them around somehow, marching them on long treks to nowhere or perhaps around in circles and killing them off by fatigue, perhaps, or something else. The term death marches does actually apply to these evacuations from camps like Auschwitz and other camps, because many people died on these evacuations, but not because the Germans were killing the Jews or other people who were being evacuated from the camps. It was because of Allied bombing and strafing. These columns of refugees and evacuees from places like Auschwitz were such easy, easy targets. And the American airmen, fighter pilots and bomber crews, they were basically very cowardly people, and they saw these nice, easy targets along these long roads from the east, and they just piled in with their machine guns and bombs and killed as many of these refugees as they could. And that included thousands upon thousands of Jews as well.
Interesting. All righty. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back with our guest today, Friedrich Paul Berg. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg, and his website is nazigassings.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. The British also blockaded Germany in an attempt to starve the residents in World War I. Britain refused to end the blockade until German representatives signed the very unjust Versailles Treaty, which was months after the armistice on November 11th, 1918. So, you know, they had a record. They had a history of trying to starve Germany. So,
right. It was a war against civilians. It was a reversion to biological warfare comparable to what one had seen during the sieges in the Middle Ages. And it's reminiscent also of what America was doing in Iraq and what it wants to do apparently against Iran today. That is to starve and terrorize the civilians of a country that is not even really at war with us, but which we don't like for some reason or other. It's a very cowardly kind of warfare that the big guy can get away with, but the little guy has to endure. America killed about 500,000 children during the period of sanctions when Bill Clinton was president of the United States. And Madeleine Albright, when she was questioned by Diane Sawyer on 60 Minutes TV, admitted that 500,000 children were killed because of America's policy of sanctions against Iraq. In those days, America felt no sense of shame about that whatsoever, which says a lot about America. I'm sorry to say it, but I am not proud to be an American today. America is a very sick country, and that has to be said somehow or other if one is going to bring about any kind of change at all. I'm not I don't do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. I don't.
Well, I hope not.
Anthem. I'd rather not even live in this crazy country. But if I were to go back to Germany, which is the country I prefer to be in, I would be in jail almost immediately because of the terror campaign that America still wages against any kind of resurgence of Nazism or neo-Nazism or criticism of the Holocaust hoax. So this is America's a kind of luxury lunatic asylum. I'm sorry to say it, but it really is true, and it should be understood. It's a kind of luxury lunatic asylum for people who are basically criminally insane. I try not to say things like that because I know the consequences for me. But when I saw people booing Ron Paul just a few days ago in South Carolina when he suggested that we get the heck out of foreign countries.
Exactly.
I was shocked. But that is the reality. Americans are so dumb, so thoroughly brainwashed, because they've let themselves be brainwashed. They don't try to learn about what America has really been doing, not only in the rest of the world, but right here in the United States. America has everything to be ashamed of and nothing whatsoever to be proud of as far as World War II or as far as most of the other wars that America has been involved in. So I think
none of the wars. And, you know, as far as Iraq, I mean, they destroyed the Iraqis had only 4% of their electricity after we went in there in 1991, after the U.S. government and its military went in there in 1991. They only had 4% of their electricity left, plus they bombed the water facilities, and then they had sewage running into the rivers there, and the children were getting sick, the elderly were getting sick. Now, that is downright terrible. That is worse than egregious, and it was the military that did that. And then they actually, as the British did, when the Iraqis were coming back home, they had decided to give up, then they strafed them. And not only did they do that, they buried a lot of them alive along this one road. I think it's the Road of Death. They bombed them, then buried a lot of them alive using tractors.
Right. And this to a country that was no threat to America whatsoever. There was not the slightest good reason to believe that Saddam Hussein was ever going to attack America or that he was in any way connected to Al-Qaeda. It was pure insanity on the part of the United States, and there's no consciousness of that at all. You know, we talk a lot about 9/11. We hear chest-beating stories about, you know, how terrible that was. There was no discussion at all of the fact that the United States brought that upon itself. And bin Laden actually explained why he was so outraged at America. And it goes back to 1983 when the United States, under Ronald Reagan, had the battleship New Jersey from World War II refitted and stationed off the coast of Lebanon, firing 16-inch naval shells into little villages where supposedly they were Syrian army positions. Those 16-inch shells were like small atomic bombs. When they hit a target on the ground, they make an enormous crater and do an enormous amount of damage for hundreds of yards in all directions. We fired about 300 shells into the countryside of Lebanon, and the accuracy of those guns was absolutely terrible because the quality of the ammunition or the explosives varied greatly from shell to shell, partly because of age or whatever, but they couldn't even hit the broadside of an aircraft carrier with those artillery shells. But you can be sure they killed lots and lots of civilians, totally innocent people, wherever those shells hit. And we didn't understand at all that there might at some point be some payback for that kind of an atrocity? Well, we learned eventually from 9/11 that people do get angry at the United States of America for the things it does. But
well, you know, I personally think that that was an inside operation. It was done by the CIA in conjunction with the Mossad, and there's a lot of evidence to show that that is that it was just a false flag in order to get the citizens here all ramped up and ready to put on a gun and a uniform and go over and kill a bunch of people they've never met. And if you look at the history of this country in regard to war, just about, well, I would say that every war that we've been engaged in was a result of a false flag. And, you know, in all that I've looked at, that's the cause.
Well,
because I don't think we have any enemies. I don't think we have anybody that would, well, we have enemies now, but certainly historically, there was nobody that was going to come over here and go to war with us.
Right. The last invasion was from Britain, of all countries.
And exactly.
Most people don't even know about that. I was stunned years ago when I met a number of people who were superficially educated who didn't even know that the British had attacked us during the War of 1812 and burned down the White House and attacked Baltimore without success, fortunately. But part of the problem is we have a so-called democracy here, which makes some sense if the people are educated. But if the people don't even know their own history, they don't even know the kind of atrocities America has committed against people on this continent, how are they ever going to be able to make rational choices about things going on in the rest of the world? We have a Secretary of State who speaks no other language other than English. She never learned any other language. That says a lot about a chronic problem here in the United States. It's really bad, and I don't see much reason to hope for anything better. Maybe the best thing to hope for is that the rest of the world rallies against the United States and, you know, kind of tells America to get its head straightened out somehow.
I think Secretary Clinton might speak a few words of Yiddish.
She probably does. It's very fashionable in certain circles in Washington. And Secretary Powell, our previous Secretary of State, he apparently spoke a few words of Yiddish also, which I'm sure helps him as well. But as far as having studied any other language well enough to speak it, the answer is no. It's not part of the recommended background for high office in the United States.
Well, you know, speaking of sanctions, this country has sanctioned Cuba for, you know, since like 1962.
Right, right.
I mean, that's the longest period of sanctions that we've ever, that the U.S. government has ever engaged in. And wouldn't you say that basically the U.S. government is occupied?
Well, in a way it is, of course. We're all supposed to have some input into who becomes president, but the reality is it's money that counts above everything else. You know, if you have the money of Sheldon Adelson, you can have fantastic influence on the election process. If you're only a little schnook like me with maybe a little bit of education, you have no real input whatsoever. Things are changing, and maybe significantly for the better, but only for the long term, and that is through the Internet. But, you know, I don't see anything to hope for in the coming election.
Heavens no.
What we see in South Carolina right now is pathetic. No one dared to ask, for example, a simple question like, do you support a two-state solution in the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis? John King would not have asked that question, and no one else asked that kind of a question at all. I think what has happened is that the two-state solution idea is falling by the wayside. I'm pretty sure that Romney, Gingrich, and Santorum support only a one-state solution. That is to say, a solution where Israel grabs everything in sight, including the West Bank and Gaza, and more, whatever they can grab to make Israel secure will be accepted by these miserable, traitorous politicians who I hope will be defeated, but I'm afraid they won't. So we're in for trouble because the rest of the world will not put up with our outrageous criminal behavior indefinitely. I don't think China wants to go to war with the United States, but it is not going to endure a civil war within its own borders because the oil has been cut off because of a war against Iran. So we're in for a very, very dangerous period. But if we could get past the Holocaust hoax, that would be a major step. And,
everything that they've done is based on that that huge lie.
Right.
They have used that and exploited that lie to get just about everything that they have gotten. And I believe you mentioned this before. This 6 million figure is something that they tried to use during World War I, and so it has no basis. In fact, it's just simply a symbolical number.
Yes, and there's an excellent video which just emerged recently, and I'm going to try to plug it. I hope I get the information right. It's on the Third Craft, which is a website that I recommend to everyone. The Third Craft.
Is that .org?
Let's see if I got that right. Yes, www.thethirdcraft.org. Let's see if I can find the exact address here. I'm sorry.
I'm hearing a buzz in your phone line. Is that...
Yeah, I'm starting to hear a little buzz also. I'll try to speak louder. Sometimes I move my head away from the receiver. But it's an excellent video about the 6 million number. The number of the beast, I think it's called. And I'm going to check on that.
Okay, we're going to break in about 3 minutes.
I'll try to get the exact title in the meantime for you.
Yeah, thethirdcraft.org is a wonderful website. They have a lot of various resources and articles and whatnot, and I recommend it highly. So, yes, the figure, and then also when you look at the influence in Congress of AIPAC and the Jews that function in Congress and their influence. I mean, Carl Levin has been there since 1979. We really do have an occupied Congress. I recently purchased a book. I believe it's called The Jews on Capitol Hill. And there have been at least, just under 200 people, 200 Jews who have been in Congress over the last 170 years. So they began to have a lot of influence way back.
Right.
And in fact, right after World War I, the Jewish committees were sent a letter to every member of Congress and basically challenged them about what they believed regarding the establishment of Israel as a state. And they have a lot of nerve. They're arrogant. They just really get in your face and basically tell you what they want and expect you to deliver it.
Well, their political influence is based on money, and they have lots and lots of money, and they're getting more and more money. They use the argument that Israel must survive so that Jews have a place of their own. Well, Jews have the United States of America in their pocket. This is Greater Israel. I don't know why they need a state of Israel at all in the Middle East when they have the United States of America literally in their pocket. And
is it the strategic position?
It's going to be a very expensive position because the Arabs and the Muslim world will not put up with this insane creation indefinitely. So it's something the United States, despite all its wealth, may not be able to afford.
Right. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Fritz Berg. Stay tuned.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Welcome back. Our guest is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And, you know, you mentioned that, you know, why do they need that place over there in the Middle East when they have the whole country of America? I think it has more to do with more than a place to live. I think it has to do with the resources, the world's resources. And as early as 1906, Otto Warburg mentioned to another gentleman by the name of Moishe A. Novomysky, who was a Russian engineer and a political Zionist, and they became interested in the Dead Sea's possibilities. Apparently, Novomysky made a survey of the area in 1911, and he recognized its potential wealth. And there was, at least by then, $5 trillion worth of minerals in the Dead Sea. And so that was something that they definitely wanted to get their hands on. And, of course, the only way that they could get their hands on it was to take over the land. And I think that that's probably what they have done throughout the world, whether it's poppy growth in Afghanistan or the minerals in the Dead Sea. I think that it's more than just a place to live.
I'm sure you're right, and I don't mean to disagree with anybody on that subject. It also provides a hiding place for Jews who get into trouble in the United States, for example, for robbing people of billions of dollars in investment scams of one sort or another. If they can get to an airport and fly to Israel, more than likely they'll be able to hide and be safe from prosecution in a country like the United States, where the rule of law still has some basis. Let me just mention something. The video that I recommended, and for which I couldn't find the exact name, is The Number of the Beast. It's really one of the best videos I've ever seen anywhere on YouTube. It's quite new, and it really is a very scholarly video because it presents materials from newspapers and reference materials of various sorts throughout the period since 1900, showing that the real magic number for the Jews, the number of the beast, one can say, is 6 million. It's not six, it's not 666, it's 6 million. This number has been used again and again for over 100 years now to appeal to Jews for support and to condemn Gentiles and to achieve all kinds of very sinister goals. And it's still a kind of magic number that is being used actively all the time today. Try to claim publicly that it was only 3 million Jews who died in the Holocaust, and you'll find out that the 6 million number really is enormously important. Anyway, I didn't want to divert attention too much from what you were saying, Diana, but I just wanted to follow up on that. So The Number of the Beast is the name you can look for on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted myself.
Okay.
I am surprised that they still have it on there. YouTube is usually pretty, they engage in censorship.
Right. Well, let's hope they keep it on.
All righty. We do have to take our top of the hour 1 minute break. We will be right back in 1 minute.
All right. Bye-bye.